Here's a quick review of some key concepts from Lesson 4F. We begin with our heat engine or TIE fighter diagram. Recall that reservoirs can give and receive heat, but their temperatures never change. A reservoir that provides heat is often called a heat source, and a reservoir that absorbs heat is often called a heat sink. The hot reservoir in our TIE fighter diagram is a heat source, and the low temperature reservoir is a heat sink. Now, reservoirs are usually large objects, such as the Earth's atmosphere, or a lake, or ocean. But some small systems can act like reservoirs as well. Consider saturated steam flowing through a pipe. We can remove heat from the steam, but its temperature doesn't change. The energy comes from the latent heat of vaporization. Now, we can imagine other thermal reservoirs that use melting and sublimation to maintain a constant temperature as well. But they're not as common. Okay, now we're up to speed on thermal reservoirs, so let's get to the interesting part. What's going on inside the system?